Sport on RTE Radio 1.
So, Darren Farrell, play it again, Glenn.
Good morning. How are you, Gavin?
I'm all right.
You know you're in trouble when the sports stories make the front pages of the newspapers. I brought in the
picture, isn't it?
I brought in the Irish Times this morning into studio here, and it's actually so well done. Takes maybe about a quarter of the page behind the goal view of Kilmacud Crokes defending this 45, which is in the closing stages of the All Ireland Club Final, and they've just marked each player and put numbers beside them. And I'm going to be very careful in the language that I use. You know, they allegedly had 16 players on the field, because this is a live review, a live investigation, but you can see quite clearly from that, it's black and white pretty much, isn't it? And colour all over. They have 16 players on the field. So Glenn, very, very upset over all of this, and they released a statement last night. They're disappointed with the GAA's handling this. The GAA have said, look, it's up to Glenn to put in an objection.
Seems a bit harsh, doesn't it?
And they have until Wednesday to do that, that they have a problem with this. And Glenn want the GAA to take ownership of this. They feel they've done nothing wrong. So whatever happens, and the talk seems to be that a replay will happen if they object. That is the talk. On Saturday, the Alliance Football League begins in Croke Park, Dublin, Kildare. The Walsh Cup, which was Galway and Wexford, that's actually been now pushed back. They're playing in the league the following week, so it's going to double up as the Walsh Cup as well. So there's a free space there. So today is going to be a very interesting day. I'm going to have a lot more on this story a little bit later on, just after the news at 8:30. Elsewhere, Tottenham beat Fulham 0-0 in the Premier League. Harry Kane with the goal there. And that goal, he has equaled the Jimmy Greaves record at the club with 266 goals. So that is quite an achievement, and no doubt he'll beat it, and fairly soon as well. There's a narrative around Spurs at the moment. I think that they're a club in crisis, but that win puts them 3 points behind fourth place Manchester United. Here is the man himself, Harry Kane.
We had a good talk amongst ourselves and the manager, just to kind of get back to what we're good at, and the clean sheets and being compact and being hard to break down. And then we always know we're going to get a chance or two, and we have the players who are able to take it.
That is Harry Kane. Everton have sacked their manager, Frank Lampard. No major surprise. Everton second from bottom of the Premier League. 10 games without a win. And believe it or not, Lampard is their seventh, or was their seventh manager since 2016. All but one of them in that time have been sacked. Carlo Ancelotti, the only one who walked away. A big shock in Scotland last night. Darvel, who play in the sixth tier, beat Premier Division side Aberdeen in the Scottish Cup. They're saying this is the biggest upset in the history of the Scottish Cup, which is 149 years old. What a brilliant win it was too. And what I loved about this was Darvel just embraced all the media hype and the build-up to it. They allowed the BBC cameras into the dressing room before the game. So we got a little flavour of their team talk. And here, I'm going to play a little short bit of it now. And this is brilliant. Their manager is Mick Kennedy.
So when that whistle goes, be prepared to give everything you've got for each other, for yourself, for your family. Be proud of what you achieved, and be proud of what we're going to achieve. Because I promise you right now, we can win this. But it's about belief. That belief starts inside yourself, then it spreads through one another. But you must believe. People talk about underdogs. I'm telling you right now, we're no underdogs. I do not believe that. I've never believed it if the draw has been done. Because I know what's in this change room. I know what's in your hearts. I know when we're together, we can achieve it, and we set our mind to it. Look to your brothers. Look to your family. Let's look to the next round. Let's go. Go on.
There's a six-part series documentary on his club.
He's absolutely nailed it there. He has absolutely nailed it. Well done to them. Finally, in the tennis, the Wimbledon champion Elena Rybakina has qualified for the women's semi-finals, and Karen Khachanov, he's qualified for the last four in the men's draw. Sebastian Korda retiring with a wrist injury.